generally you can't sell much to customers during Christmas because, you know, they're on vacation, and, you know, that's not a good time to be calling customers. It's a good time to negotiate contracts, however, around Christmas time, because customers are more generous around Christmas time. So if you tell them that you're going to have to increase the contract price for the gloves going forward for the next year, negotiating it around Christmas time is a better deal. But that's good planning time. And you'll also need a detailed monthly schedule. So, like, how many calls you're going to make, who you're going to be focused on, what are the accounts you're going to be working, and start to schedule them so that you know when you come in on Tuesday, these are the calls you want to make, and you can add to it. You're not going to lock your whole day up. You're just going to have a reasonable number of accounts that you're going to be focusing on. Okay, how do you plan your time? Identify 50 to 60 A accounts that are worth working on. You will repeatedly call these accounts on a scheduled basis. All these accounts work toward achieving a turning point, which is something that happens in the account where you have won their trust. And we talked about turning points. List the 50 to 60 accounts by your sales and estimate the account's potential. So you're going to look at what you've sold them in the past, how much, and estimate how much they could buy from you. You do that based upon the number of people they have or the number of machines they have or something like that. So you get some sense that they could buy, you know, 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, or whatever. Then assume that you schedule 200 calls per month. Now, that's not a big number of calls on a monthly basis. That'll be making 10 scheduled outbound calls per day for 20 days during the month. So you're going to schedule 10 outbound calls in the whole day. That's not a big deal, but these are scheduled, and you're going to make them or die. That's where this is at. These are so significant. You've identified the customers, and you're going to call them 10 outbound calls a day, 20 days in a month, and you're working more than 20 days in a month, so you should have no trouble doing this. And these are your A accounts. Spread the total of the 200 calls a month over these accounts, scheduling 3 calls per month on some, 2 calls per month on others, 1 call per month on the rest. Obviously, the bigger potential accounts, you will get more outbound calls scheduled each month, and the calls probably will be to different people at the account. So you may be calling an account 3 times a month. You're talking to Susan and Melissa, Garrett at the account each time. Group the accounts that will be called scheduled 3 times per month and put them on your calendar so that you outbound call them in equal increments of the month. For example, call them on the 10th of the month, the 20th of the month, and the 30th of the month. Give the accounts that will be call scheduled 2 times per month in another group and schedule them on the 15th and the 25th, let's say. And then you're going to identify 25 B accounts that might eventually become A accounts. And if there is additional time to make outbound calls, fill the time calling the B accounts. These calls are not scheduled. So you just call them if you can. And in your database, you've got them identified as a B account. All remaining accounts that you know something about are C accounts that can be called from time to time. Mail, faxes, and emails should be sent to them periodically. So that's kind of the way we're going to manage our time and make the calls. If you just haphazardly go in and say, look, I'm handling inbound, but I'm going to make some outbound calls, guess what? It ain't going to happen. You make a few calls a day, a few calls here and there. You're never, ever going to get to the point where you really need to be. Now, some of you may be saying, wow, this looks pretty intense. Well, we're talking about producing profit dollars for our company, and this is intense, but you should have all the tools to do this, the database, the auto fax, the emails, the HTM letters and so on, and the words and so on, and those are the words that you'll get better at doing as you practice that. Okay, now we're moving over. Are there any questions on anything we've covered so far? Any comments? Okay, being organized. Following up and following through are very important in selling. That is absolutely for sure. We found that you have to set goals for major accounts. The types of goals that you might set: increased market share by a specific percentage, increase sales by a specific percentage, penetrate with additional products or services You see, when you have goals like this, like penetrate with existing products, you know, you're always thinking about what else can I sell them, you know? And you've got a goal. Well, I'm going to sell them some power exam tables, and I'm going to sell them gloves. That's my goal. And then you tell your boss, these are my goals at that account. And when you make that happen, then you get rewarded for that, and that's the kind of thing that you should be doing. Develop specific purchase facilitators. We talked about those earlier this morning. And then action plans. Here's the action plans. Regular calls. You're going to call them so often. You're going to make other contacts, faxes, mailings, emails. You're going to have an open house, invite them down to see you. You're going to have VIP visits. You're going to get your brass or your service people or whatever to stop in. You're going to get blanket purchase agreements with them to cover a whole year or whatever. You're going to get training sessions going where you're going to be having them down for some training or going out to see them to train them or train them online.